Oh, Mr. Farmer, please don't eat me for Thanksgiving. Don't you know I'm so special and important that even Ben Franklin wanted to make me the national bird?
A favorite snack of mine is sticky, slimy, creepy salamanders. And because of that, you really don't want to eat me.
All right, Farmer, since those first two items that we talked about just didn't convince you, I have a really sad tale to tell. About 100 years ago, we were really almost wiped out. We're just recovering from that huge decline in our population. Mr. Farmer, you do not want to contribute to another decline in our population, do you?
My magnificent gobble can be heard up to a mile away. You certainly wouldn't want to deprive folks of the chance to experience that.
As you know, I'm already highly desired for food by such creatures as wolves, dogs, raccoons, snakes, rodents, hawks, owls, foxes, and eagles. Do you want to be included on that list of lowly predators?
We male turkeys are polygamous and take as many hens as possible, so farmers should consider what a fine breeder I am. Think of the sweet babies I'll someday sire. My mates can incubate up to 18 eggs at a time, but are lucky if even half hatch. How sad it would be to deprive those sweet chicks the chance at a fine life with marvelous me as their papa.
As you know, Farmer, turkeys are native to North America, but when they were discovered by some not very bright explorers who thought that they were in Europe and therefore named us after a place they thought they were but weren't, I just gotta think that you would not want to be known as part of a group of human beings that aren't very bright, and therefore you would want to rescue us.
So please, 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 please don't eat us!
Because we are a special gift to Mother Earth.